Rick, this is a question for you. Another species that has been in the news a lot lately is right whales. So we have a question about what the impact on warming of the Gulf of Maine is on right whales, and if their feeding and breeding grounds move, might that actually be beneficial to the lobster industry to reduce those conflicts?
Well, so this is a topic that's been in one of our Lobster Institute town meetings for the past couple of years, and it the, those town meetings provide a forum for fishermen, industry members, public agencies to have a conversation in sort of a town meeting style. Yeah, this is one of the big topics. Everybody's aware of the gear entanglement issue with whales and the overlap of the fishery with the right whale. With respect to their right whale movements, so climate warming and ocean warming have really shifted their food source northward, and so I mentioned that little copepod, Calanus finmarchicus. That's the one that right whales thrive on, and the declines in copepod numbers have meant poorer calving success rates for right whales in recent years, and have also the shifting distribution of copepods has caused right whales to shift their distributions further north. So one of the hot spots for right whale feeding on these copepods has historically been sort of the southwestern part of the Bay of Fundy, off Nova Scotia and between Nova Scotia and the Maine coast, and that hasn't seen the kind of Calanus production that we've historically seen, and we've seen right whales shift their distribution northward into the Gulf of St. Lawrence, off of New Brunswick, sort of in that space between the New Brunswick coast, the Gaspé Peninsula, and PEI. And that's created some closures of the crab fishery, the snow crab fishery there, as a result. But yeah, it's really important to understand how these ecosystem changes are influencing the distributions of not only zooplankton, but the species that depend on it, and right whales is one of them. And if we can get a handle of on that and the seasonality of it, we may be able to better mitigate these overlap issues with commercial fixed gear fisheries.